What's going on, wrestling universe? It's your boy TK, the Wrestling Index himself, and welcome back to another episode of the Wrestling Index podcast. And damn, I'm here with some juicy stuff to talk about today. So first things first, if you're not familiar with this podcast, you can check it out on YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, and on alleverythingentertainment.com. On alleverythingentertainment.com, you'll find sports lists, wrestling lists, rankings, awesome content. We got some TV reviews, movie reviews on there, and more stuff up going every day. Check out alleverythingentertainment.com. And on today's show, we got a lot to talk about. You know, Stone Cold Steve Austin has been rumored to be doing a match at WrestleMania 13. WrestleMania 13, what the fuck? True story, WrestleMania 13, I was just watching it. It was why it's in my head. I was in the crowd. I was like a 13-year-old boy at the time. I was in the crowd with my grandpa. Bret Hart and Stone Cold fought through the crowd, and Bret Hart actually whacked my grandpa. My grandpa's passed. He's been passed for, like 15 years now. So whenever I want to see him outside of pictures, I can always pull up WrestleMania 13 and watch Bret Hart give the little Irish fellow a whack and watch my grandpa just throw his hands in the air like, holy shit, what the fuck is going on? So that's always fun. So I was watching WrestleMania 13. And that's, you know, when Stone Cold Steve Austin really was made. You know, you could say the King of the Ring, but that double turn with Bret Hart is what made him into being the number one or number two wrestler of all time. It really depends on what day you ask me. Could be one day. Could be two the next day. Depends. Him and Hogan back and forth in my mind. Anyway, Stone Cold Steve Austin out of retirement and after 19 years supposed to be coming back for a match at WrestleMania 38. And damn, I mean, what the fuck? That's earth-breaking news. You know, you didn't hear anything on Raw about it, but all the dirt sheets, all Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all that good stuff, they're all reporting Stone Cold Steve Austin coming back for one more match. What? One more match. What? One more match. Where? Dallas, Texas, WrestleMania 38. Now, I just dropped an article last night, top five possible opponents for Stone Cold Steve Austin at WrestleMania 38. But I want to shift gears to bigger news. I know, it's fucking crazy to think about. What's bigger than Stone Cold Steve Austin coming out of retirement after 19 years? Cody fucking Rhodes, basically the founder of AEW, EVP of AEW, Mr. Reality TV himself of AEW, TBS, TNT Networks, supposedly is no longer under contract with AEW. It's both him and his wife, Brandi Rhodes. Tony Khan released a statement yesterday morning, followed by Cody, followed by Brandi. All three of them released statements saying that they're parting ways. Holy fucking shit. Rumors are circulating like absolute fucking bonanza that Cody could be going to WWE, that Cody could show up on Raw this week, that Cody could be in Saudi Arabia for the Elimination Chamber, that Cody's going to be on WrestleMania 38's card in a huge profile match. It's fucking crazy. Everything is out of control right now. Everything is up in the air right now. Now, if you're asking me, Tim, do you believe that Cody is not with AEW anymore? I can't tell you yes. I think Cody is still with AEW. When you think about AEW, you think about Cody Rhodes. Cody Rhodes is the heart and soul of that company. He put that company together, in my opinion. Yes, you had Kenny Omega, you had the Young Bucks, and you had Tony Khan in all of his bankroll, which was the necessity to getting this company up and running. But Cody has been the fucking heart and soul of this company. You ask anyone who knows wrestling, they're going to tell you that looking at AEW and how it foundationally got put together, it was all Cody Rhodes. It was his mindset for the wrestling business. And then obviously Tony Khan's money. And, you know, use a couple of the Kenny and the Bucks connections and bada bing, bada boom. You got a small startup company that's turned into this fucking juggernaut, which again to me is why I don't see Cody Rhodes leaving over, what, a couple of fucking dollars here or there. Cody was making $3 million. He was the EVP of the company. His wife was the CBO. He had reality shows. He was in main events. He was a three-time TNT champion. And I don't understand if Cody had really been wrestling without a contract, which is all that was speculated, then why did he just win the TNT championship for a third time? Why did Brandi Rhodes just start a feud with Paige VanZant? Now, obviously, we're going to be pulling them off of TV for a little bit. Fuck, I could be dead wrong. They could be on their way to showing up on Raw this Monday to start a feud with Seth Rollins for all I fucking know. Because at the end of the day, I don't know fucking shit. That's why all of this is speculation. But here's what I fucking think is going to happen. I don't think he's going to end up in WWE where he has spent the last 5 to 6 years trashing that company. Where he took a sledgehammer to Triple H's throne and fucking shit all over it. Now, Cody left WWE to go get better. He felt like he was in a spot in WWE where he would never succeed. And did he go get better? Absolutely. NWA World's Heavyweight Champion, ROH Champion, IWGP United States Champion. He was an ROH six-man tag team champion with the Bucks. Oh, and he started the biggest competition to WWE since TNA went live on Mondays for like 4 weeks in 2010. I mean, Cody has done all that and more. Cody has become the man. Cody has showed that he is the guy that everyone thought he is, or that he thought he was. He showed he was the guy that he went out to prove everyone wrong. Now, I still think he is upper mid-card Cody. I don't think he's a main event guy, especially if he's going back to WWE. I don't see it. But it's a fucking great story. He can get in the ring basically and say AEW fucking them can fuck themselves. Tony Khan can fuck off, and he can get into a program right away with a big name like a Seth Rollins or an AJ Styles, even like an Edge. Fuck Kevin Owens. You know, there's so many different potential there. You could have Cody go after Roman Reigns in the Universal Championship if Roman defends successfully against Brock. I mean, you know, the sky's the moon. You could really give Cody the AJ Styles treatment when AJ Styles was first brought in. But again, at the end of the day, you had this guy. You know, he's Cody Rhodes. You knew what you were getting with him, or you know what you're getting with him. I mean, sure, like I said, he went out there and he has improved, but is he improved enough to Vince? Will Cody come in and will he just put fucking be Stardust, be Polka Dot Dusty? You know, this is our competition. He can get fucked. I fucking slayed him. I shit on the competition. Oh, I'm going to shit on him again, pal. Fuck Cody. I mean, the matches at WrestleMania, he could wrestle Austin Theory. He could wrestle Seth Rollins. These are fun matches. Thinking about it would be crazy. The crowd would go absolutely bananas. And then, you know, the heart and soul of AEW is actually out of AEW. I don't think that's going to happen. I think Cody is still with AEW. I think what's going to happen is this is all one big work, and Cody's going to eventually be introduced back on TV by Tony Khan one day, and he's just going to show back up on TV one day and be like, boom, bitch, here's my new contract. As we all know, storyline context, Cody can't challenge for the AEW championship. He lost that ability back when Chris Jericho beat him a couple years back. MJF cost him the match. Cody can no longer challenge for the world championship. And what better way to give Cody that chance than to quote-unquote re-sign him to a new contract, get rid of that clause. He can challenge for the championship. Oh, and in addition to challenging for the championship, he is going to go ahead and challenge Hangman Page right now and then takes it away from Hangman Page. The whole crowd's fucking upset. You know, Hangman's their guy. We fought so hard to get the belt to Hangman, and Cody's just going to come in with his new contract and take it from him. What does that do? Instant heel heat. He's now the biggest heel in AEW. He's the biggest heel in the world. And there you go. There you have it. Cody Rhodes is still with AEW. Cody Rhodes is now your AEW world champion. And just like that, it took the guy from not being able to ever win the championship to, I'm the world champion, and now I'm the biggest bad guy in the world. It seems pretty basic to me. I could be wrong. I just don't see Cody and Tony Khan parting ways over a couple of dollars. It just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But hey, you know, there's a lot of people out there like myself who say, I don't give a shit, you know, for Cody on screen. I really don't care for Cody on screen. I love Cody's business mind. I think he should have more of an influence backstage. Love the Nightmare Factory. Love Early Nightmare Academy. I love how he's training all these students. I love how he really cares about the future of the business. Again, that's loving Cody's business mind. He can work. I'm fine with him being a mid-card heel all day. But I don't really need him shoved down my throat, you know, getting wins over guys like Malakai Black and Andrade when they're first debuting, and another TNT championship shot. Now, if they did this with the world championship, I would mark out. Only because, well, one, they played me hard, so good for you. You fucking played me like a fiddle. Two, it just is something that really hasn't been done before. No one's really pulled this. You know, I can't do it. I leave. Come back, turn my back on all you fans. You know, it would be an interesting way to go about it. And then AEW gets to keep their heart and soul, because again, a lot of these kids have come up through being trained under Cody Rhodes or QT Marshall or Dustin. And you know, speaking of Dustin, he said, you know, he loves his brother, he loves Brandy, but he loves AEW. He's staying in AEW. He's not going anywhere. So at the end of the day, my guess is it's all one big work. Cody stays with AEW. I could be wrong. Sure, shit would be interesting to see him showing up on our TBM Mondays or working a WrestleMania 38 program. And I guess that's why it's a beautiful time of the year, because we're just going to have to wait and see, play it out. So speaking of WrestleMania 38, let's get back to the Rattlesnake, because that Cody Rhodes story kind of fucking took the day. Rattlesnake, Stone Cold Steve Austin, it's speculative that he's going to wrestle a match at WrestleMania 38. That'd be fucking awesome. I'd love if Stone Cold came back after 19 years. 19 years. You know, Stone Cold retired kind of prematurely. He just kind of took his ball, went home, didn't want to do the feud with Brock Lesnar, didn't want to lose to him on a random episode of Raw or SmackDown before the King of the Ring. I think it was back in 2003. Can't really blame him for that. He came back for one more match with The Rock. He gave The Rock his due. He let The Rock win the WrestleMania match. The Rock had previously lost the two WrestleMania matches against him. And he took his ball for real, went home, hasn't wrestled since. He's obviously done a bunch of appearances, general manager stuff, stunner here, stunner there, guest referee stuff. But he hasn't been back in the ring. And at 58 years old, Stone Cold Steve Austin looks better than ever. He's still jacked as all hell. He can still work a crowd like never before. He's doing his podcast on the network, or on Peacock, the network on Peacock. So he's definitely in tune with all the product. So who do you want to see Stone Cold Steve Austin wrestle at WrestleMania? I just released a top five article on alleverythingentertainment.com. You can check that out for potential Stone Cold Steve Austin matches at WrestleMania. Came down to five matches against four different opponents, basically. Number five was Bobby Lashley. You know, Lashley loses the championship in the Elimination Chamber. He's pissed off on Raw. Austin's there. He takes it out on Austin. I don't think that's going to happen. You got option four was Austin Theory. And that basically writes itself. You get Stone Cold Steve Austin against Vince McMahon one more time. As Austin Theory is Vince McMahon's right-hand man. That would be a fun little feud for WrestleMania 38. I don't think that's the way they're going to go. You could do a tag team match with Kevin Rollins and Seth. Or Kevin Rollins. Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins. Taking on Stone Cold Steve Austin and someone like AJ Styles. Or Stone Cold Steve Austin and another returning veteran like maybe The Undertaker. Something like that would be a lot of fun. Number two option was Seth Rollins. You know, if I wasn't so locked and loaded on the number one match, I would love a Rollins versus Austin program. But it's not going to be Rollins, because it's going to be Kevin Owens. The story writes itself. The story is that simple. Kevin Owens is so fucking good. Kevin Owens re-signed the contract with WWE like 4 months ago, and everyone's like, no, why? He should go be in AEW with his friends. Why did he re-sign that contract? What the fuck? Look at this. He re-signs this contract. He's about to get into a program and have a match with Stone Cold Steve Austin at fucking WrestleMania 38. Again, this is all speculative. It's all an assumption on my behalf and a lot of other people out there. But it's got to be KO. So KO, 2 weeks ago on Raw, started talking about how he needs to get in the Elimination Chamber. He needs to be in Dallas, Texas. The people of Dallas love him. He needs to be there for WrestleMania. And then this week, he turned around and completely shit all over Texas. So it's almost like they had a change in storyline or a change in direction, or they were setting us up a week before. And now you have Kevin Owens just shitting all over Dallas, shitting all over Texas. So what's that going to do? It's going to bring in Stone Cold Steve Austin or someone of the ilk, basically put Owens in his place, which will lead to a WrestleMania match. And I am all mother for it, motherfucking for it. Give me a hell yeah. Hell yeah. Can't wait. Stone Cold Steve Austin in a match in 2022. Crazy. Give me KO. And check the article out. I give you more context into it on allEverythingEntertainment.com. Those are the two biggest news stories. And what a whirlwind of a fucking day in mid-February in 2022. Cody Rhodes leaving AEW potentially. Stone Cold Steve Austin coming back for one final match. Other news, you got rid of 205 Live is no longer a thing. 205 Live hasn't been a thing for quite some time. It's been a show, but it hasn't been like a concrete product as far as what they're offering on there. They haven't offered cruiserweight wrestling in quite some time. It's been, you know, heavier guys, women, which is fine. And I love what they did. They changed it. They rebranded. It's now called NXT Level Up. That's fucking awesome. So, you know, just be a little sub-program of NXT 2.0 and you can get your lower level NXT 2.0 wrestlers on there and get them more screen time, get them more in-ring time, and get them some more time in front of fans. So I'm all for it. I like the colors too. Very nice color scheme on there. So NXT Level Up, Fridays, 9 o'clock, I believe, on Peacock. I don't think they moved it to the television. And that's it. You got the Elimination Chamber coming on Saturday afternoon. I will be doing an Elimination Chamber quick breakdown predictions. I might have a guest or two on with me on my show. I'll be hopping on the Front Face Lock podcast Thursday night. We'll be live on their YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. Make sure to get on there and check us out. It's always a fucking drunken, wild, good time. We'll be talking Elimination Chamber, and I'm sure we'll be talking a lot of the shit that I just talked about right now with Cody, because they don't give a fuck about him, and Stone Cold Steve Austin, and a lot of, you'll get a lot of differing opinions and views. I'm sure there's going to be like 5 to 8 of us on there. It's going to be a fucking great time like it always is. You can check out this podcast, the Wrestling Index podcast, on YouTube, Spotify, Anchor, iTunes, and on allEverythingEntertainment.com. Check us out. And I'll be back a little later on this week with more content for you guys. I appreciate any listens, follows, shares, likes, retweets, subs. If you check out the website, thank you very much. And again, just thank you for listening. Have a great day, guys.